and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open has collapsed. AP correspondent Stephen Groves reports the only progress made on averting a shutdown happened in the Senate.
If Congress fails to come up with an agreement before Saturday, September 30th at midnight, the government will enter a shutdown. The Senate is advancing a bipartisan plan that would include funding for Ukraine as well as disaster relief. Speaker McCarthy, however, is back at square one.
The vote in the House was 198-232, with 21 hard-right Republicans voting to sink the package. Poland, a NATO member, has been seen until recently as one of Ukraine's staunchest allies in its war with Russia, but relations between the two countries have soured after Poland's decision to extend a ban on Ukrainian grain imports. But NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg seems optimistic about a compromise.
Expecting and confident that Ukraine and Poland will find a way to address those issues without that impacting in a negative way the military support to Ukraine.
Pakistan authorities there say that at least 52 people were killed, nearly 70 wounded, after a suspected bomber blew himself up in a crowd of people celebrating the Prophet Muhammad's birthday in the southwest of the country. The bombing occurred in Mastung, a district in Baluchistan province, an area that has witnessed scores of attacks by insurgents. Videos showed an area near a mosque strewn with shoes of the dead and wounded. Some of the bodies have been covered with bed sheets. Five people were killed in a separate blast at a mosque in the north.